All right, so now we're going to turn the tables on to Norm, huh?
Yeah, I think so. I got a bunch of email concerning this, and Mike Bassick alerted me to it as well this morning, saying that we have Kip Keno Part 2 here. Norm decided that it'd be a good idea to have on a guy that had climbed Mount Everest, I think, 16 times. 19 times, a Sherpa. Now, I'm not really sure what a Sherpa is. I know that, like, when Tenzing Norgay, the guy who first climbed Everest, he was the first one to reach the summit, and he was there with a Sherpa. And you always hear about these Sherpas. They're like the pack mules, I think. They're the local Nepalese little indigenous dudes that carry the load and know the routes. Nipples. And
yeah, they're the guys who get you up the mountain if you want to go.
Yeah, Sherpas. So this guy has done it 19 times. Norm has him on. Obviously, he's going to have a pretty thick accent, which in the beginning of the interview, it was passable barely. But by the end, it sounded like that this little Sherpa had a few drinks and had loosened up a little bit, and he really didn't give a damn how good his accent was.
Well, the problem too was he was on speakerphone, and
yeah,
that was
a cell phone, a speaker cell phone.
Because he had a translator there, I guess, just in case he couldn't understand something. So that didn't help matters either.
So listen to this first cut here. See if you can make heads or tails out of what this guy is telling Norm.
Yep.
And Norm.
Yes.
Norm has no idea what this guy is saying, but listen to the sincerity of the mm-hmm. Oh. Yeah. In Norm's voice, like he knows what the hell's going
That's
on.
That's the comedy.
Yeah.
Appa? Climbing Everest is very, very dangerous. In fact, in the trip you just made to Everest, during your time on the mountain, one of your friends, another Sherpa was killed during your time when you were on Everest, wasn't he?
Yes, that's correct. This time we lost one of our Sherpa friends. But you know, the climbing is very risky. Every hit is pretty risky. So, yeah, we lost one of our Sherpa friends this time, by avalanche.
Why do you continue to do it? What isn't? Isn't
really
it the
follow
point
up,
where it's too dangerous? Do you ever say to yourself, this is too dangerous to keep challenging Everest?
Yes, that's correct. It's very dangerous. But I already told the people I would like to help in Nepal for our country, you know, for our Nepali people.
The Nepalis, uh-huh.
Yes.
Tell me about what's happening up there. We hear, I mean, Everest is this sanctuary. It's this challenge, but so many people are now trying to climb Everest. Are too many people trying to go up Everest every year?
Yeah, just like in last year, in this year, too many people, because, you know, last year was totally closed in China, Tibet, this time also, you know, most of the people, they're supposed to come from north side, but the most people, they switch to the south side. So the last year and this year, there's too many people climbing the south side, yes.
Tell me some things about Everest.
No idea.
Bail.
Are there any ropes up there? Is there anything to assist you that's permanently on the mountain?
Especially our Sherpa people, who do a lot of hard work. Uh-huh. Everything our Sherpa people do, for the fixing the rope and supply all the goods off. So, everything our Sherpa do, they very hard work and they take it very risky. So there are several people not dying the asphalt because they have to walk through the asphalt more than 20 times. The maximum they walk through the asphalt over there.
Can we pause this?
Yes.
Are you getting any of this?
No, not a word.
I think I've recognized the word risky.
And this went on for 15 minutes.
Are you kidding?
No,
15 minutes?
Yes.
And Norm pretending to know what he's saying?
Oh, yeah, pal.
Okay, so you and I listened to the first few minutes of it, and I could make out what was going on, but like I said,
He got comfortable and started talking really fast and getting lost in his own accent. Wow. Because Norm is acting like, oh,
yeah, it's okay.
I get it, buddy.
Oh, ouch.
Sure.
Ouch, pal.
Tough one, buddy.
It's a, okay, so, and now, all right, so let's listen. If people don't remember, Kip Keno, the marathoner, the great Kenyan marathoner, I think.
Yeah.
Norm had him on a few years ago, and mm-hmm. Kip Keno is one of the great humanitarians that this world has ever seen, and that was one of the reasons he got him on. He's adopted 60-some-odd kids or 100 kids. I'm not sure what it is. So it would have been a good story, but he couldn't get him on the line. So this is how Norm and Kip Keno kicked off that interview.
Now we have made contact with a gentleman. We have made contact with a gentleman that I'm looking forward to talking to. He's not there. Oh, what happened, Frito? Just
there was a
if
dial
you would
tone.
Tell me
Norm.
On the air what happened here. Kip Keno was just
well. He was there, and okay. Then we brought him up.
Phone disconnected.
Okay, let's go back to see.
Pretty self-explanatory, Norm.
Joining us from Kenya on the Bob Steak and Chop House Hotline. Good morning to Kip Keno. How are you, Kip?
Hello?
Hello, Kip. How are you?
Fine.
That's fine. I hope you can hear us in the United States. First of all, just a general congratulations on a magnificent athletic career.
Yeah.
Kip, yeah. At what point did you and your wife decide you would take whatever earnings you had and try to do something for the children of Kenya?
I tell you, I can't hear you.
Oh, that's a bummer. Kip, can you hear me now?
Hello?
Hello?
I can't hear you.
Oh, my. Is that the end of the...
The reception is bad.
Okay. Kip, can we try you right back?
Can you call me back later?
Okay, we'll call you back.
It is bad. I can't hear.
Okay. Thank you, Kip. We will try Kip Keno back. Frito, this is a guy we got to keep trying.
Surely that this isn't as bad as Kip Keno.
Oh, man.
You be the judge.
All right, so here is Norm this morning with, what was his name, a pet?
Apu?
Appa Sherpa.
Appa, wasn't it?
Appa Sherpa.
Appa Sherpa. Not Choochie Bappa.
Choochie Bappa.
Play it.
Okay. Does your family want you to continue to climb, or would they just as soon see Appa Sherpa stay home and not try Everest anymore?
Please repeat it. I'm sorry. I could not get that one.
Uh-huh.
He wants to know if does your family want you to climb anymore?
Oh, yes. Yes, my family.
No.
My family is saying all the time, no more, no more.
No more, no more.
No more, no more. They keep telling you all the time, no more, no more.
And then there's one more. Go on.
Well, it's actually basically just a condensed version of the first cut, so.
Oh, it is? Okay, sure. Where he's just agreeing with it?
Uh-huh.
Man, you got to learn your lesson that these guys that are halfway across the world in places like Kenya and Nepal, dude, it's not worth it.
You know, even though you may be a little bit infatuated with that part of the world and those guys, the technology hasn't quite caught up yet for the average
guy. But you know what?
This
guy was actually in Utah.
Yeah.
Oh, what?
What?
He was in Utah.
Are you kidding
me? Yeah, that's what Norm said. He's calling us from Utah.
Utah?
He lives just outside Salt Lake.
God, it sounds like he's in Tanganyika.
It sounds like he's midway up Everest.
I love Norm, but he will not bail on a guest for anything.
No.
Just like if a guest is on, but for whatever reason can't hear him the first time, Norm will say that guest's name until they get him connected. Jerry? Jerry? Hello?
I just got a text from... Now let's call him Cheeto.
Cheeto.
Who says, it's funny, Kip Keno on with Michael Irvin tomorrow at noon.
No. No, Kip. 100 kids? No.
I cannot hear you.
All right. It is 6:09 here on the ticket. Community quick hits are on the way.
We're getting to a little more about the Rangers and the controversy about standing up at ball games and